Married at First Sight. Chapter 3054. Grandma May responded, "Some are red buds, some are kapok, and some are crepe myrtles. Kapok blooms in March, and crepe myrtle blooms in summer. Plant them at intervals, so you can often see them until the flowers bloom. After the new year, the plum blossoms are in bloom. You guys will come back and accompany me to enjoy the plum blossoms. There are also cherry blossoms, which are grown in our villa. You can also enjoy lotus flowers in June, and lotus flowers are the most planted. Grandma May liked flowers and plants. If they planted flowers and plants on their own land, there would be seasonal flowers blooming all year. They were full of vitality and made people feel much better. Grandma May liked it, so he created Wildridge Manor so that the women who would later marry into the York family could enjoy it." "Grandma," Callum trotted over. After calling Grandma, he said hello to Serenity and Zia Jun. Finally, his eyes returned to Cameron, and he said, "It's cold, why don't you sleep more?" He hadn't even returned home from his morning walk. Cameron came out. Cameron said, "I slept for a while, but I couldn't fall asleep anymore, so I might as well get up. Now that the sun is out, it's not that cold. Why is it cold?" "It was cold before, but now the temperature of the earth is rising, and it's not cold anymore," Grandma said. Grandma May felt that when she was a child, the winters in Wiltspoon were always cold. She didn't know that since then, winter had become less and less cold. Callum smiled. "Grandma, sister-in-law, are you going to enjoy the flowers? Have you had breakfast?" Grandma said, "Not yet." Serenity replied, "Your eldest brother helped me. Tatum is too busy alone." Callum said wisely, "Then I will go back and help after changing my clothes. When it is ready, I will ask you to go back for breakfast. Grandma, let's go down the mountain after breakfast." Grandma smiled and said, "That's okay, then we've just had breakfast. We will go down the mountain to see the flower fields. I will take them to the plum grove. Although it's not the season for plum blossoms to bloom yet, it's still beautiful. Need to get familiar with our home territory." Grandma also said to Serenity, "Saren, you are the boss and will be the head wife of this family in the future. You must keep it in mind as to what our family has and how big our territory is. You seem to have never admired plum blossoms at our house." Serenity answered honestly, "No. I have only appreciated the lotus novel bin." She married into the York family and became the eldest mistress. She had not lived in the villa for a long time. She only knew that the land at the foot of the mountain in Wildridge Manor belonged to the York family, and there were several nearby hills on which the York family had spent a lot of money. Chapter 3055. Cameron said, "I would be happy to have a baby as soon as possible, but my body does not allow it. It is your choice to add the burden of a great-granddaughter to Grandma." Grandma May smiled and said, "No defense, I have 9 grandsons, and in the future, I will have 9 granddaughters-in-law. There will always be one who can add a great-granddaughter to give me a hug. Come on, let's enjoy the flowers. Callum, wait a moment. You can have breakfast before calling us." Cameron had not been able to have children in the past few years. Grandma May was afraid that her granddaughter-in-law would be uncomfortable, so she quickly changed the topic. She also said to Cameron, "Cameron, you and Callum don't have to worry, take good care of your health." Cameron smiled, "Grandma, we are not in a hurry, and we won't come in a hurry. Even if the medication is stopped, it would still take a year and a half before deciding to have a child." She was afraid that the effects of the medicine would last too long and that it would be bad to have a child too early. A few people were walking into the villa. Soon after, Zachary called Serenity and asked her and others to go back to the house to have dinner. After breakfast, everyone was sitting and chatting in the hall. The butler came in and walked to the old lady's side. He said respectfully, "Old madam, Mrs. Levine and her husband came here with Miss Levine. They said they came to apologize." Grandma May hummed lightly, "Invite them in." Grandma May, who was very smart, naturally knew what happened at the banquet. She glanced at Callum. "Callum, Grandma, why are you looking at me like this? I really don't know what Miss Levine looks like. And I have never provoked her." Grandma May said, "When she comes in later, take a good look at her, and you'll know what she looks like." Callum said quickly, "Grandma, you are stabbing me with a knife. I have a wife, but I still like unmarried girls to see what they do. I only like my wife." He took Cameron's hand again and said, "Honey, believe me, I really don't like other women, not at all novel bin. With you, I am satisfied." Cameron said, "Husband, I believe you." Callum said, "It's better for my wife, unlike Grandma, who still blames me." Grandma May laughed, "Yes, yes, yes, I'm not good, and I blame you for what you do. It is me who blames you. I have taught you so well that you are all like magnets, attracting the hearts of countless girls. Thanks to the generosity of my granddaughter-in-law, you must take good care of my granddaughter-in-law from now on. If anyone dares to treat my granddaughter-in-law badly, my family will take care of it." "Got it, Grandma." Zachary and his brothers responded in unison. The three members of the Levine family followed the butler in. The three members of their family all carried large and small packages of gifts. Samira was dressed simply today. Her mother said that she was here to apologize and that she shouldn't wear too many colorful clothes. Grandma May sat on the sofa and did not move. It was Tanya and Rosella who got up to entertain the three members of the Levine family. After everyone sat down, they drank water. The apology that came to the door was also sincere. It was not about succumbing to the York family's reputation. This is a matter for young people, they can solve it themselves. Mrs. Levine looked at Samira. Chapter 3056. After Samira came in, she only glanced at Callum and then stopped looking at him. In this life, she had no chance with Callum. Because she admired him and was jealous of Cameron, she had offended others. She gave up on Callum, who didn't belong to her. She stood up and solemnly and sincerely apologized to Cameron again. "Second young mistress, it was my fault last night. I apologize to you. I'm sorry, I'm very sorry." Cameron said generously, "Miss Levine, you solemnly apologized to me last night. I also said at the time that since you apologized, I will temporarily forgive you." Samira said apologetically, After I said those words last night, I also regretted it very much. I wish I could smack myself. I am also a person who is familiar with the books of sages. I consider myself to be well educated, but I said such B*-starred words. Not only did it hurt the second young mistress, it also did no good to myself. It harmed others without benefiting myself. I regret it and feel guilty. Second young mistress, I'm sorry, I'm really sorry. Cameron said, I accept Miss Levine's apology. Just let Miss Levine not make this kind of mistake again in the future. No one in this world makes mistakes. It's good if you know your mistakes and can correct them. Second young mistress, thank you for your forgiveness. Samira sincerely thanked her. The attitude of the three members of the Levine family was very good, and Samira also sincerely apologized. Cameron, the person involved, said that she would not care about her and that she had forgiven her, so naturally, the others would not say anything else. This matter was revealed in this way. Before the Levine family left, Mrs. Levine made a promise to everyone that if word of what happened last night got out, the Levine family would be responsible for pursuing it without any need for the York family to take action. The Levine family's daughter was the cause of the issue, so they must bear the consequences. After the three members of the Levine family left, Tanya said to Rosella, Mr. Levine and his wife have a very good reputation. They have always been sensible. It's normal for young girls to be a little jealous. It'll be good if she changes it. Rosella said, I also gave Mrs. Levine a face last night, so I didn't teach Miss Levine a lesson. She looked at Callum again. Callum wanted to cry, but no matter what he did, she looked at him. He was wronged. He was innocent. He looked good because his parents had good genes. He was excellent because his grandparents taught him well. If it's wrong, it's the fault of the grandparents and parents. I only found out last night that our Callum is so popular. Callum, Mom, I don't like this kind of welcome at all, Novel Bin. You dare to give it a try? Be careful and take care of yourself. Callum said, Mom, I didn't say I wanted to try. I'm already married. I'm a married man. That is. Callum put his arms around his wife's shoulders and said, My wife loves me the most, trusts me the most, and understands me the most.